It took Glen Mile less than 20 minutes to get to Aurora. We got out at a park there, a pretty little community place. It was empty this time of night, and all the lights were out. "Pitcher's mound, folks," I said, piling out and taking the lead. I was walking with long, long strides, staying ahead of everyone. Murphy caught up to me, moving at a slow jog.
"Harry," she said, her voice low, "your godmother?"
"Yeah."
"Can we trust her?"
I scowled. She wouldn't be able to see the expression with the hood and all. "Do you trust me?"
"Why do you think I'm asking you?"
I thought about it for a moment and then slowed down so that everyone else was nearer. That included my godmother. "Okay, folks, let's clear the air about the scary she-lady. She's under orders to go with me and to help. She will. She's got a vested interest in making sure I come out of this all right, and if she doesn't do it, she's in trouble with the Queen. As long as you are all helpful to her mission, getting me in and out in one piece, she'll support you. The second she thinks you're a liability or counterproductive to her mission, she's going to let bad things happen to you, maybe even do them herself." I looked at Leah. "Is that about right?"
"That is precisely right," she said, smiling.
Susan arched an eyebrow and looked from me to my godmother.
"You have no shame about it at all, do you?"
"Shame, child, is for those who fail to live up to the ideal of what they believe they should be."
She waved her hand.
"It was shame that drove me to my queen to beseech her aid."
Her long, delicate fingers idly moved to the streaks of white in her otherwise flawless red tresses.
"But she showed me the way back to myself, through exquisite pain. And now I am here to watch over my dear godson, and the rest of you, as long as it is quite convenient."
"Spooky death she-lady," Molly said. "Now upgraded to spooky crazy death she-lady."
The Lenanshi bared her canine teeth in a fox-like smile.
"Bless you, child. You have such potential. We should talk when this is over."
I glowered openly at Leah, who looked unrepentant. "Okay, folks. The plan is going to be for me to stand where the fire is hottest. And if one of you gets cut off or goes down, I'm going to go back for you." I kept glaring at my godmother. "Everyone who goes in with me is coming out again, dead or alive. I'm bringing you all home." Leah paused for a few steps and arched an eyebrow at me. Then she narrowed her eyes.
"If they can all carry themselves out," I said, "I believe that would be more quite convenient than if they couldn't. Wouldn't it, godmother?"
She rolled her eyes and said,
"Impossible, child."
But there was a hint of a smile on her mouth. She bowed her head to me slightly, like a fencer acknowledging a touch, and I returned it. Then I figured I'd best not threaten her ego any more than I had to. "Be careful when you speak to her," I told the others. "Don't make her any offers. Don't accept any, not even in passing. Not even things that seem harmless or that could be only construed through context. Words are binding around the she, and she is one of the most dangerous creatures in all of Faerie." I bowed my head to her. "Fortunately for us, before the night's over, we'll all be glad she's with us."
"Oh," the Lenanshi purred, all but literally preening. "A trifle obvious, but how the child has grown."
"Da," said Sonya cheerfully. "I am glad already that she is here. For the first time, I got to ride in a limousine. Already it is a good night. And if spooky, crazy death she lady can help serve a good cause, then we who bear the swords..."
He paused for a smiling second.
"All three of them,"
he paused for another second, still smiling,
"will welcome her aid."
"Such charm, O Knight of the Sword," Leah replied, smiling even more endearingly than Sonya. "We are all being so pleasant tonight. Please be assured that should one of the swords be dropped or somehow misemployed, I will do everything in my power to recover it."
"Sonya," I said, "please shut up now." He let out a booming laugh, settled the strap of the shotgun a little more firmly over his shoulder, and said nothing more. I checked my mother's memories and nodded as I reached the pitcher's mound. "Okay, folks, First leg here. Should be a simple walk down a trail next to a river. Don't get freaked when you notice the water is flowing uphill. I stared at the air over the pitcher's mound and began to draw in my will. Right, I said, mostly to myself. And here we go. Aperturum.